Plakas, how you doing?
Gregor, doing good, buddy.
Anybody suing you for your show?
not our show. We were a little bit more realistic than The Biggest Loser, but I still try to keep it entertaining for the fans at home watching.
Now, a lot of these contestants are suing the producers because basically, you know, their metabolism's been all screwed up. How?
Yes. So, you know, what's kind of interesting is what they did is they, a lot of the participants, I think there was 16 of them, so this is about 6 years after they appeared on the show, were involved in a little study. And the study was basically showing, they hooked them up to a metabolic card. Basically what a metabolic card is, kind of measures your resting metabolic rate, which is how many calories you burn at rest. So you lay on a table, they hook the oxygen mask up to you, so they measure the gases, so the oxygen you take in and the carbon dioxide you expel out. And with their heart rate and their age, their weight, their size, their sex, they can estimate a good estimation of how many calories they burn at rest in a typical day. And what they found is most of the participants gained all of their weight back, and some gained even more back, and this is 6 years after the show. So these people who lost like anywhere between 100 to 150 pounds, so 40 to 50% of their body weight, gained it all back. So it was unsustainable. And what they found out was that their resting metabolic rate on average was 500 calories less per day than it was before they went on the show. So these people, not only could they not sustain their weight loss, it's going to be even more difficult now to keep their weight down because that rapid weight loss that they had on the show affected their metabolic rate up to 500 calories on average.
How can they prove that? Like, what is it, because it was so drastic their body just got altered?
Yeah, so what happens, so I guess they had their metabolism checked before they went on the show, because it's good information to know what somebody's resting metabolic rate is, because then the trainers and the doctors on the show would need to know how many calories they're allowed to eat, how much they have to expend in a day to meet whatever weight loss goals they set up for themselves. So it's good information. So they just compared those results to what they are 6 years later. And what happens is, it's kind of funny, this is why weight loss is so difficult, Gregor. It's, you have something called metabolic adaptation. So what happens is, as your body loses more and more weight, it lowers its metabolism because your body thinks you are starving it, and it's trying to protect itself from depleting all of its fat stores in case in times of famine. So this metabolic adaptation happens to everybody. So the leaner and leaner you get, the harder and harder it's going to be to lose body fat because your body slows down its metabolic rate. And another thing that happens is they found out that it screws up when you lose weight too quickly, your hormone. So a hormone called leptin, and leptin is a hormone that regulates hunger. It tells you kind of when you're full. They found out that they had less leptin, so that meant people were always more hungry than they were before. So it causes them to eat more.
So now, should average people like us, should we get that metabolic resting rate tested before you start? Like, if you're really serious about wanting to lose weight, is that something you should go get tested? And if so, how do you do it?
Well, you can go to the University of Alberta, or there's a health audit clinic at the Lynx Clinic that you can go to. It's good information. If you're going to actually go and count calories all day long, which I think most people aren't going to do. Like, I know people like bodybuilders and bigger competitors who are very obsessed about their body, they're actually measuring and weighing all their food because they are very precise of how low they want to get their body fat levels to. So if you want to get that crazy and extreme, go ahead. But the average person is definitely not going to do that. The key really is to not get crazy about trying to expect to lose weight quickly. So a doctor of obesity and research, Dr. Yoni Friedhoff, what he recommends is that for every 100 pounds, the maximum you should lose is 1 pound per week. So if you're 200 pounds, maximum 2 pounds per week. If you're 300 pounds, maximum 3 pounds per week. No more than that, to avoid that metabolic adaptation from happening, you know, too aggressively on your body.
Okay. So now, what do you think comes from this? Like, yeah, they're suing for, but because you can't, like, is there any way to fix, if you can make it slow down, is there a way to speed your metabolic resting rate back up?
Little bits away. So the key is to slowly, gradually add a little bit more calories into your diet. So teaching your body to reset its metabolic set point of how many calories it's allowed a day. So you want to add maybe, I would say, 50 to 150 calories extra per day, and then sustain that for many, many months, and then add a little bit more slowly so you're not gaining weight too quickly. So that's one way. Adding some muscle tissue to your body can help. So every pound of muscle can burn about 6 to 7 calories per day. It's not as much as we used to think, but it can make a difference if you add, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 pounds of muscle. That helps. Being active helps a little bit, but not excessively. So all those things, if you do it and you get good sleep and just not be in such a rush to lose the weight, that's your best bet. It's basically here, the tortoise beats the hare when it comes to weight loss.
Okay, so, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Like, that show, everyone's, oh, it's so inspiring because, you know, they're losing 100 pounds.
It's not.
Right? Like, it's unrealistic for the average person to do it, especially because no one, you know, these people aren't working. You know, they're fall. That's all they do all the time. And for average people, not only is it hard to do, it's also, by the sounds of it, very unhealthy.
No, it is, and that's because they're training, you know, about 7 to 8 hours per day, and they have somebody there yelling at them, telling them what to do, not letting them let up. You know, the average person, you know, if they're not gonna have somebody watching them all day long, making sure that they train hard, eat perfectly, get their sleep, and all that kind of stuff. So it's more of a show just for your viewer entertainment. It is not something to take away in any way for health and long-term weight loss, as proven by all these people that pack their weight back on.
And one last one for you, Plakas. The metabolic equations and everything are great, but if you just follow a usual eating plan and have a decent amount of regular exercise, not too extreme, that's probably just the best bet.
Yeah, it really is. It's finding a exercise you enjoy to do with other people that you are consistent with. And then if you want to keep improving, you just got to make the intensity gradually a little bit more difficult over a period of time. And the same thing when it comes to food. If you want to drop a few pounds, you first look at, number one, your liquid calories, and then look at some of the treats or junk food that you eat and how often you do it. Maybe cut that back a little bit. And then maybe a bit of portion size if you consume too much food. So other than that, it's got to be something that's sustainable where you're not feeling deprived all the time and you're not hungry and you can still be social with other people and not having to weigh your food all day long. Can't get crazy about it.
Plakas, always good to catch up with you, man. I will talk to you next week.
Have a great day.